There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Take over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over.
I have come to the end of myself.
Hallelujah.
Take over.
Hallelujah. yakaro yapo.
Sebi salama.
Oya.
Sebi salama.
Prince of peace. Sebi salama.
Sebi salama.
Oya. Nina kabo yapo. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mando robo do bosida barabada bo. Mando robo do bosada bros. Robo do bosida barabada balaba. Go ahead and express yourself in his presence.
Your coming will not be in vain.
Something will happen to you tonight, but it depends on you. Why these people were worshiping, I saw a cloud, a thick cloud began to gather, and after some time it became fire. And I saw a lady caught the fire, a lady 200 level sociology. She caught the fire and began to run. I don't know if that lady is in her midst this evening. She's in 200 level. I don't know her name, but I know how she looks, but I know she's in 200 level. Amen. Don't come for meetings and go back the same. When they are worshiping, don't be looking around. You're not looking for somebody. You came here on your own. Amen. Can we pray some more? Can we pray some more? Can we pray some more? Just go ahead and begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Mastido Broad. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Topocida Bolododo Sadabrado Ribracata Balahaya Incapatosi Dopotosi de Berege de Boho Racata Barabada Bashada Barada Sabrada Bashada Bragadabaha. Go ahead and pray. Don't look around. Go ahead and pray. Lebocoto Sopoto Sadabrahaya Ribacata Bragadaba. Sabra Go ahead and pray. The Bible says the earnest heartfelt prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. What needless pain we bear. Master Tori Kadahya. Go ahead and pray, those of you outside. Go ahead and
Jesus. the chains falling. Come on, say,
I hear the chains falling.
Come on, lift your voice and say,
thank you, Jesus. Let the chains be broken tonight. Let limitations and barriers be broken. Let men be set free and released to their glorious destiny. Let freedom come, academic freedom, marital freedom, financial freedom, freedom in the family. The Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I am come that they might have life and have it in abundance. Arafatata da barekete bahaya. Bashakate brokoto yakata balada yahaya. Labrakato parika tutakala tatatapa. Labrakatu perekete yakata. Let the works of the thief be broken tonight. Akata pataka yakata latata. Rakata pachika takata. Abarakatialaya. Oriabakato borodoboyogo. Matata batuteke porotialata. Ipachika tutata. Batala toto tiaka. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Machito bos. Apakatatata yata palatata. Patatata pakatatata palata. Arika patalata kwa. Tute tuke peketia. Bayaka tukeya. Tukeya maka. Ekuteke peletia. Erlege de botia. Arabaya. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The chains are breaking. Thank you, Jesus. I see freedom in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see a lady being delivered from sexual bondage. A young lady being delivered from sexual bondage. You are from Niger State, Mina, to be precise. I see you. You are being delivered. Masika bora katia bazatalataya. Abosatobra inga tumehe. I see a brother in the house. Your father said something to you that has poisoned your mind about him. Healing is coming to you. I see you. Masa poto si brehekete yaha. So poto to se boloto. Exactly 3 years ago, your father said something to you and it has poisoned your mind. It has It has spoiled your relationship between you and your father. Masadopor kotosible hekesia bahaya. Makrabodo bosabrahaya. Araboto dosibre heteke supeleketi yagabazaha. Abuke poroto sibre heyegeboho. Ebranda supelekeboho. Arakapaya palata sibrahaya. Araboto bradobo. Araboto bradobo. Radaboto polabodobo. Sandaraba. Ebradobo bosidabarabaha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Masobre ekletubre hiyavaha. Masupe ikabunde sidubriyava. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we worship. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you can. If you can sit down, just sit down. Amen. What we did just now was not to get the man of God charged so he can preach well. Amen. Let me say something to you. Please listen to me clearly, very well. If you don't pray in the spirit and in tongues, there is a dimension of prayers you can never know. There is a dimension in prayers you cannot get to unless you pray in the spirit. Praying in the spirit is not just speaking in tongues. It's praying as the spirit leads. And speaking in tongues is included. There is a dimension you can never reach. There is a program by the prayer unit. They pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit Saturdays. What time? 5 p.m. If you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you are cheating yourself. Amen. You are cheating yourself. So I encourage you tomorrow, go and meet them. There's no time. I wanted us to pray for people to be baptized, but I want us to leave here very, very early today. Amen. We're going to pray again after the brief charge. We'll pray again. Amen. I'll be speaking to Ross briefly on the topic, a little topic, dominion through prayers. Dominion through prayers. The servant of God said, it's a year of light and dominion. I want to take a small portion of it. Somebody said to me the other day, he said, why is it that, sir, all your messages always end up in prayers and all that? And I noticed myself too that it became so. And I don't have to apologize to anyone why it is like that. If you invite me to speak on marriage, it will begin from the Bible and it will end in prayers. We have to pray. When I got born again, that was the training God began to give me. I got born again when I was 21 years old. 21. There were two trainings God gave me. He began to inspire me. GSSC, I had the best result amongst all of them. Out of 12 subjects, I had 7 F, 5 B. That was the best result. Amen. So when those prayers was going on, God began to break. Till today, I didn't show my parents that result. They asked for it. I told them they never give us. Amen. It continued like that. When we got to SS in my school, then junior student will wear short knicker, senior student will wear trousers. I go to school with just one book. I had just one exercise book. I'll put it in my back pocket. It was not lawful for any student to wear slippers, pumps to school. We'll wear it. We'll fly our shirts. Amen. So, when we began to pray, some of those things were breaking. Some of those things were breaking. And God showed me that it's possible to have dominion through prayers. Dominion over thought patterns. Whatever you don't nurse in your mind, it cannot become an action. It is prayers that attack the thoughts before they become actions. When you pray, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It said they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, breaking down imagination, images in your mind. Images in your mind. Growing up, some of you stumbled into pornography. It wasn't because you wanted to watch. Your elder brother was watching it and you were there. And as a young lad, you were wondering, what are they doing? And when you were growing up, the interest began to grow. And now that you are a Christian, pornography will not stop just because you came to the altar. Pornography will stop when you take responsibility and pray. It's prayer that the images that have been stored in your mind will not keep pulling your Christian life down to hell. The pull of hell is like gravity. Gravity pulls everything toward the center of the earth. Sin pulls everything toward hell. Righteousness pulls everything toward heaven. It was a long war. When we prayed like that in the church, the friend that we prayed together, he had a vision one day that we're entering in the street where the church was. We're entering from house to house, killing snakes and scorpions in the house, in the whole street. When there's a man that prays in a place, prayer affects the territory and it affects the man. Amen. Please love prayer. I went for a program somewhere one day while we're praying. It was a chain prayers. The man of God said something to me and he opened my understanding. He said, he was the one leading the prayers. He left the pulpit. He came and met me where I was praying. He said, you just broke away from a family, one of your family limitations. And I began to understand. So there is something called family limitation. Who said there is a height somebody must rise? And when you get there, you start going down. And there are so many things you have seen. Your uncles that were rich, used to be, they are all used to be rich, used to be this, used to be that. You want your story to be like that? It will not be in Jesus' name. Not now that we have knowledge. You are going to be better. You are an improvement of your father. Joseph came as an improvement of Jacob. Jacob loved to cut corners. Joseph loved righteousness. Joseph won by righteousness. He was an improvement of Jacob. You are an improvement of your father. Where your father couldn't reach, you pass in the name of Jesus. It's not everybody I'm talking to. There are people that were raised with bread and butter. Before they wake up, the balanced diet is ready. There are some others that to get breakfast, while we're growing up, are you to have a big stomach? Very big. And now, we eat a lot. I now understood recently that the reason why we're eating like that was because the food was not available. So, whenever we find it, we want to finish it and even eat the plate. We lick the plate as if they won't wash it again. Amen. Amen. So, but some of you grew up in houses where if mommy brings two, you say, no, I'm not eating two. Mommy will say, please now, please. You say, I want to eat Quaker oats. Mommy will go and do it. Then, if you say you are not eating, my mom will be happy. You have saved the food. Punishment those days was no food for you. If I hear no food for you, whatever you want me to do, I double it. Amen. So things. Poverty. God will help us. I don't know. My message is just... Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 2. My focus is on the family tonight. Amen. My focus is on the family. And you are going to pray. You pray for yourself. The trends and the patterns you are seeing in your family, you grow above them. You move above them. I shared with the prayer band the story of a man of God. How that when all of his siblings, when they get to 21 years old, something will happen to them. And it all happened while they were in school. It's either they run mad or just something will happen. They carried two of his elder sisters from school back home. His elder brother was carried from school home when they got to 21. And his turn came the night before he was going to be 21, 11 p.m. into 12 a.m. They had a prayer on campus. I think he was in final year then. They had a prayer. And he was going for the prayers at night. While he was going, the next day is the day he was going to become 21 years old. And his siblings told them that whenever that thing happens, they see a bird. The bird appears. And when you see the bird, something happens to you. And he said while he was going to the court where they pray in their school, that the bird just appeared and wanted to perch on his head. And that was how he spoke wild tongues and hit the bird and one of the wings. And the next day, was it the next week? He said the chief priest in their family, a man, a strong man in their family, came out of his room and fell down and died. That was how the man passed 21. The limitation was broken. When his younger ones that were coming up came, they didn't find that thing again. There are things like that, I'm telling you. 53 verse 2. 53 verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. As a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's talking about Jesus and his passion. But what caught my attention there is the fact that he grew up as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. The ground was dry. When the ground is dry, what the farmers do is to irrigate so they can plant. Irrigation will help soften the land. The Bible says he grew up out of dry ground. That means in an unfavorable condition. In the midst of the limitation in the family, he was waxing strong. The Bible says David waxed stronger and stronger, and Saul waxed weaker and weaker. The long wall, a tender plant, a root out of dry ground. Where your father got to and stopped is not your limit. It's not the highest place. Amen. Let's continue. Zechariah 1:21. Zechariah is after Genesis. Amen. When they called some Bible names those days, I would think it's not in the Bible at all. Search everywhere. Then we later go to the content and find it. By then, the pastor must have read it. Amen. Zechariah 1:21. Please remain in the spirit. We're going to be praying also. We're going to be praying afterward. And I pray that God will help us. We'll leave here 9:30. 9:30, I'll be out of this place. If I don't come down, come and collect the mic. Amen. Zechariah 1:21. Then said I, what come this to do? Let's start from verse 19. And an angel, and I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. These are the people of God. These are, in those days, Christians born again. The horn came and it scattered them. And meanwhile, in verse 17, God was talking about the fact that it is through prosperity, through increase, through well-being, that his cities will be spread abroad. But these people, a horn appeared and it scattered the people of God. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Do I have carpenters in the house tonight? Amen. Then said I, what come these carpenters to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them. They have come to scatter them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. Horn represents authority. There are authorities that operate in families that are not supposed to be. They are illegal authorities. They operate in families. Amen. Isaiah 25. From verse 10. Are you there? Isaiah 25 from verse 5. Isaiah 25 from verse 5. Thou shalt bring down the noise of the strangers and the heat in dry places, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain, in this meeting tonight, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. The covering that is cast over all people. The Bible says in Psalm 92 verse 10, he said, I shall exalt your horn like the horn of an unicorn, and I shall anoint your head with fresh oil. Amen. In the book of Zechariah where we read, he said it was the horn that came to scatter Judah. I said horn represents what? Authority. The strange authority came and scattered Judah, Jerusalem, and the people of God, the Israel. And Psalm said, I will exalt your horn, I will exalt your authority like that of the unicorn, and I shall anoint your head with fresh oil. Can you rise on your feet? We're going to be praying tonight. I said it was just a charge. Please don't go. We are leaving here early. 9:30. I'll be out of this place. 9:30. I assure you. I want you to pray tonight. I want you to pray about your life and your family. I attended a meeting years ago. And the man of God saw me. He prophesied about me and the person I was staying with. He told me some things the person was doing. And he told me what to do. And I began to have vigils in the house where we were staying. The first night, the day I started the vigil, as I came out to the parlor to pray, I saw the person I was staying with. He came out at that time. As soon as she saw me, she ran back inside her room. And one day, I opened her door and just entered her room. I saw her doing something like this. There are so many ways people do their things. That is witchcraft. She has said, you will not move forward, you will not progress, you will not go beyond where you are. You don't understand what I'm saying. If the prayer is not for you, you are permitted to go. If the buses are ready, let them carry you and go. Limitations in your family. Macrobo side prete side proho. Rabododo side brakataba haya. The people that are working will get to a point and they will sack them. It's not ordinary. People that had big business ideas, big money, and the money entered the ocean. Makata bosi de borokoto yagabaha. Se potosi do boloto se de brakataya. Raboto se de brege de bolodo boho. Sata patosi barekete basigolo yagabaha. Shabragada barapa borodo boho. Batako potosi barakata bahayabaha. Sapata batuka ikatata batayada. Go ahead and pray and say, I break away from every family limitation. I break away from lineage limitation. Go ahead and pray.
Shapata riata. Shapa. Hariata ketopa. Let the gate be open. Parekete
riata. Go ahead and pray.
Shapa, shapa. Rekete kete kete kiata.
Those outside, go ahead and pray. Etoto sito poko tekeboho.
Ikato.
Paria, 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 paria,
Shout it louder, amen. Amen. Let me help you understand before we pray again. Let me help you understand. My grandfather had three wives, and all the time he was married to them, they were never in good terms. He was staying alone, and the three wives were staying in their own houses. As a matter of fact, my own grandmother was staying in her father's house. I don't know how they were doing it. They were still having children, but she was staying in her own father's house. My father got married and divorced 3 months after I was born. Battles began in the family. I was praying one day, God began to warn me of the spirit of polygamy. The spirit of polygamy is the spirit that causes a man not to be satisfied with one wife. You marry, kick her out, or something will just happen if you are permitted to marry more. 3 weeks after our wedding, I had a vision. I saw something. I didn't tell my wife about it. A week after, she saw the same thing and shared with me. And I said, that was what God showed me. And we decided to pray about it. And I was saying, what is this? But I'm born again. Why is God showing me all of this? Are these things that... Is this what is going to happen to me? We're going to pray again. We're praying to come out of family limitation, so that you'll be engrafted in Christ vitally. You are engrafted in Him. Go ahead and pray. You don't know what the future holds. You are excited today. Full of ideas. Full of things you want to do. What does the future hold? Go ahead. You are stepping out of family limitations.
I rise above.
Finally, we're going to pray that the spirit of excellence will rest upon you. That spirit is what makes a man excel in anything he's doing. The Bible says the spirit of excellence was upon Daniel. If you are called into business, the spirit of excellence will rest upon you. If you are called into the academic line, excellence will rest on you. You'll be outstanding. You'll be an outstanding professor. An outstanding businessman. I receive the spirit of excellence. Go ahead and pray. The spirit of excellence. Go ahead and pray. Let that spirit rest upon you. Arabataka tuka ikataka. Aratata chata dawa yakata ya. Bata balata tuka kuka tika. Na kuka kata kata. Aratata tuka kata. Ayakata kata kata. I receive the spirit of excellence.
And just I'm walking.
I receive the spirit of excellence. Beyond any man. The Bible says the spirit of excellence was upon Daniel. And he was prepared more than the children of the Talmud. Go ahead and pray. Excellence. I receive excellence in my work. I receive excellence in my ministry. I receive excellence in my career. In the name of Jesus. Nothing is going to stop me. I receive excellence. Excellence. Masata bakato baraka yadaba. Erebolo bosta da barada bahaya. Ribala babo babo kede boro boro boro. Sotoro bosta da barada bahaya. Raboto bosti de kede boro. Erokoto bosti da balada ya. Irabolo toto kede boro boro. Excellence in your work. Excellence in ministry. Excellence in marriage. Excellence in your business. Excellence in your academics. Excellence in your career. Outstanding international lecturer. The Bible says the root out of dry ground. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Genesis 26 from verse 12. The Bible was talking about Isaac in a land where there was famine, in an unfavorable condition, in a Nigeria where everybody is shouting about corruption, in a Nigeria where everybody is complaining about the government and complaining about everything, I will prosper. Because I carry the spirit of excellence. The Bible says, then he said, and the man waxed great. And he went forward. The Bible says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day.
Yes, sir.
That means if the man is a lecturer, he will not top at master's degree. The Bible says he went forward. If he's a businessman, he will take the business from one level to another. The man went forward. Stanley went forward. I went forward. And he grew until he became very great. For he had possession of blocks and all the things. Amen. Go ahead and declare that. I am moving forward and becoming great and very great. It's the thing that I have set my heart upon to do. Go ahead and pray.
The power of life lies in your tongue.
The man went forward. Stanley went forward. Stanley went forward. There is no stagnation in my life. There is no stagnation in my life. The spirit of excellence. Forward, the spirit of excellence is moving me forward.
Let I
give you,
let I give you,
the spirit of excellence is moving me forward. No stagnation. I don't have
excellence. Are you not tired of where you are?
Excellence.
Are you not tired?
Excellence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let there be a breaking for tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See after me, I'm moving forward. I am moving forward. The spirit of excellence is at work in me. It's taking me to places beyond my labor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Can you go ahead and celebrate Jesus? Celebrate Jesus. Don't sit down yet. If you are here, you have not yet given your life to Jesus. And even when you gave your life to Jesus, some things still happen in your life. I want to pray with you tonight. I want you to step forward. You gave your life to Christ, and today you can't even tell where you are, whether you are in hell with Satan or you are in heaven with Jesus. You don't know. I want you to step forward. I want you to appreciate them as they come forward. Do I have anybody like that inside and outside? Don't be ashamed. I will not ask anybody to close their eyes. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. We thank God for tonight in Jesus' name. This was how the Lord led us. Amen. Where is Promise? Please pray for her. We're leaving here 9:30. I promise 9:30, right? Please go and pray for her outside. Amen. If you have not yet been baptized, if you have not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit, tomorrow a door has been opened by the prayer department by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Amen. Even though they have prayed for you 100 times before. Amen. Please meet them tomorrow by 5 p.m. and even you converts. If you have people in your room that are not yet baptized with the Holy Spirit, please bring them. Amen. I told you something. I said, until, forget about it. God help us. Amen. Let's take this few announcements. After that, we welcome the first timers and go. We are glad to announce that the Project 10,000 is still in progress. This is an opportunity for our friends and partners. Sit down. friends and partners and those who have been blessed through our ministry to sow a minimum of 10,000 naira to the expansion project of the house. The ministry's official account number will be displayed now. Please, media. Amen. You can also make remissions to Sister Debbie. Sister Debbie, can you stand up? Let them see you. Okay, that's our treasurer. Thank you. Amen. So the ministry's account and Debbie, no other person, please. Worship team, the deadline for the submission of applications to the worship team has been extended to Sunday evening. Evening what time, sir? Okay, Sunday evening by 6. Interested persons can send their applications to the email below. I don't know, is it possible for them to project the email to eniworshipteam@gmail.com. eniworshipteam@gmail.com. Your decoration department is now open to new members. Final year students are not eligible. Amen. This is like some of the applications we see online. They say 30 years and others. Final year students strictly are not eligible. Amen. You can now send your testimonies to us in the course of the week through the media department. You can send it through Facebook or their email address. You can also book for counseling with the protocol department immediately after the meeting. That's the Monday counseling. Free bus transportation is available immediately after the meeting. Those going to Congo and Shika should wait around the projector stand outside. God help us in Jesus' name. The official lines for protocol and media department is on the screen. God help us. If you are worshiping with us the first time, we want to bless you and pray for you and welcome you into our presence. We want you to come forward inside and outside. If today is your first time, today is your first time in Koinonia. Amen. Do we have people that are worshiping with us for the first time? Keep clapping until they reach here, inside and outside. We want to welcome you. Amen. I'm seeing one of my old friends from my village. I don't know how he managed to. Amen. Amen. You're welcome in the name of Jesus. Keep clapping for them. We appreciate God for your life. We are happy to have you around. Amen. Amen. I'm sure you are blessed tonight. This is Koinonia, a weekly program by Eternity Network International. We meet here 6 p.m. Fridays. And in case we're not meeting here, we have a way of communicating to you. Amen. You're welcome in our midst, and we pray that as you continue in fellowship with us, God will take you to where he wants you to be in the name of Jesus. I want you to stretch forth your hand towards them, ask God to bless them. Pray that God will bless them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for these ones. We ask that your hand be strong upon them. Even as they continue in fellowship with us, they will grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And everything that this ministry represents will be in their lives, and it will be permanent in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You're welcome. I want you to walk through this aisle, follow the usher. They'll tell you what next to do. You're welcome in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.